access number 14257, reel 3.
Saying about that starting in the
yes,
oil.
With the oil being so cold and thick, if the engine wasn't turned over to loosen the oil, if you tried to start the engine, then it would damage it. So much pressure built up against the oil could cause quite severe damage to the engine.
Were there any problems with the summer climate?
No, not really. It was very hot and dusty. But in general, I don't think we had any real problems.
Did you ever get any of your comrades shot down?
Yes, Johnny Cameron was on one of the early morning sorties, and he was hit by anti-aircraft fire, light anti-aircraft fire, which exploded, we assume, just underneath the aircraft. So he lost all control, all his controls were damaged. And in the back with him, he had a Remy fitter who was broad Scots. However, they bailed out and they landed behind the Chinese lines, taken prisoner. Johnny Cameron was a sergeant, so the Chinese assumed that this aircraft fitter was an officer, because they couldn't understand a sergeant being in charge of an aircraft. And he was trying to explain to them that he was a fitter. And apparently Cameron said, even though he was sort of quite frightened at the fact of being taken prisoner by the Chinese, it was comical to hear this chap in broad Scot speaking pidgin English about me fixy-fixy motors and this kind of thing. He said it really was incredible. And eventually, apparently, the Chinese brought him a motorbike. There was something wrong with it and he had to fix it, and he did, and that was it. Another thing about that, Cameron was then moved north into North China to the prison camps, and they moved by night, and the daytime they were kept prisoner in sort of Chinese Korean houses. And he'd been put in this room one night, and he heard somebody in the next room to him, and made a little hole in the wall, and it was a Canadian officer who was in the other room. And he asked Cameron if he'd any cigarettes, and Cameron had one cigarette left, apparently, and he broke it in half and shared it with him. He never saw him, never knew who he was. A couple of years later, both of us were stationed in Germany, and we went to do some work with the Princess Pat's Light Infantry, who were in Korea, and we're doing some air experience with them. And we were in the mess and one night, and we were talking about in Korea these things, and Cameron brought this incident up. One of the chaps left the mess and came back about 10 minutes later with this officer who'd been in the other room when Cameron was taken prisoner. And so of course they had quite a reunion of everything, and apparently it was in the Canadian papers. They made quite a big thing about it.
Were you flying the same type of aircraft all the time in Korea?
Well, we had Austers, we had Auster 6s, and also I had the American L-19, which was what we got for the general, but that was more or less reserved for the general. We weren't allowed to take it over the front in case it got lost.
Was that better than the Auster?
Yes, oh yes, yes, much better. Much more comfortable, more power, better built aircraft.